Hello and welcome to The Print Pod. I am Purva Chitnis, special correspondent with The Print. Today we will be discussing yet another civic poll outrage by BJP. BJP is trying to woo Mumbai's Marathi-speaking population with its Gudi Padwa display of faith. The Maharashtrian New Year, or Gudi Padwa, has become the latest festival to be appropriated by the Bharatiya Janata Party in the state in an attempt to establish a mass contact exercise as it continues to target the opposition Mahavikas Agadi in the run-up to the Mumbai civic polls expected this year. Gudi Padwa is being celebrated in Maharashtra on Wednesday, and the BJP has announced that 1 lakh party karyakartas in Mumbai will display gudis. Sugar crystals, neem leaves, mango leaves, and a garland of red flowers strung on a long bamboo pole and hoisted atop houses at their homes. The display of these goodies at homes is believed to bring prosperity and good luck. Goodies will be hoisted at 9,800 party booths, each of which has an 11-member committee, BJP's Mumbai unit chief Ashish Shelar said at a press conference on Tuesday. BJP leaders, booth chiefs and activists will also take out a Shobha Yatra, which is a procession, in various parts of the Maharashtra capital on the occasion. The procession will be taken out in Lal Bagh, Parel, Varli, Vileparle, Borivali and Dahisar areas, which have a strong Marathi presence. Shelar said, for the past few days, Thackeray's party and other parties from the MVA alliance have been trying hard to woo the voters of a particular community, and the Gudi of Hindutva will truly be a befitting reply to this green storm in Mumbai. The MVA comprises of Shiv Sena, Uddhav Balasaheb Thackeray, the Nationalist Congress Party and the Congress. The alliance, led by then Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray, had been in power in Maharashtra till June last year, when a rebellion in the Sena led by present CM Eknath Shinde led to the party to split and the MVA government to collapse. The Shinde faction then went on to form a government in the state with the support of the BJP. Now, elections to the Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporations are likely to be held this year, and in a bid to wrest control of the corporation from the Shiv Sena UBT, the BJP has been targeting its core voter base, Mumbai's Marathi-speaking Hindu population. The Sena under Uddhav Thackeray had controlled the Mumbai civic body for 25 years before it came under a state-appointed administrator in March last year after the term of the general body expired. This is not the first time that politics has been played over festivals by political parties in the state. The BJP had in the past tried to give out the message that the MVA had suppressed the celebration of Maharashtrian festivals while the coalition was in power in Maharashtra between late 2019 and June 2022. Public celebrations of many festivals had been restricted during much of the MVA tenure owing to the COVID pandemic. But since the Eknath Shinde-led Shiv Sena came to power in Maharashtra in alliance with the BJP in June 2022, every festival from Dahihandi to Ganesh Chaturthi to Diwali had been celebrated on a grand scale by political parties. The BJP had arranged competitions for the Dahihandi and the Ganesh festivals last year, while on Navratri, a first-of-its-kind Marathi Dandiya was arranged by the party's Mumbai wing. The Shiva Jayanti festival earlier this year had also turned into a political event, with the Mumbai BJP organizing a Shiv Aarti event across 227 wards of the BMC. That's all we have for you in this episode of The Print Pod. Keep tuning in for more such episodes.